Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Becky Itakyak, who is Inupiaq, Siberian Yupik, and Tlingit. She makes drums for a living now, but it wasn't an easy skill to learn.
I started making drums in 76. This was prior to the permanent fund, and each drum, the only drums I ever found were either clan property. I grew up in Southeast. The other drums that were available were at gift shops, and they were like outrageous. They were $800-$900, and that was like, wow. So I decided that the only way I was gonna get my hands on a drum was to learn how to make drums. And so I basically bugged the elders. I went to the Sitka Cultural Center, which is run by the National Park Service in Sitka. There was a gentleman there that saw that I was really trying hard, and I was driving the elders nuts trying to figure out how to make drums, how to, you know, I was like chasing hunters, you know, where did you put the hide? I was wandering around the woods, you know, looking for deer skin, you know. It didn't dawn on me to go to the dump. One artist took me, Steve Brown. He's now, I think he's still a curator in Watt UW, but he's well known in the Southeast cultural arts scene down in Southeast. And he taught me this technique of stitching the drums on, and that's the way I've made them since 76.
Becky Itakyak lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org.